This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about how one's mood can be affected by seasonal or weather changes. Now, there are a variety of situations and circumstances that can affect one's mood. One factor that can impact someone's mood is weather or seasonal changes. It is possible to feel depressed during the summer or winter months. When changes in the seasons affect someone's mood, this is called seasonal affective disorder. There are several types of seasonal affective disorders. Let's find out more about seasonal affective disorders and how to treat these conditions. The most common type of seasonal affective disorder is winter depression. Winter depression tends to begin in the fall or early winter. Typically, those with winter depression tend to sleep more, eat more, and gain weight. As imagined, this can have an impact on heart health as well. Symptoms of winter depression can be mild, but in severe cases, winter depression can include distressing symptoms resembling major depressive disorder and impair daily function. Usually, with the end of the winter season, symptoms are improved. It is also possible to have seasonal affective disorder with bipolar type symptoms during the winter or summer months. We will discuss major depressive and bipolar disorder later. But for those with mild or moderate symptoms of winter depression, light therapy alone can help improve symptoms. Light therapy involves using a bright light source daily during a certain time of the day in a certain position and distance. A 10,000 lux light box with fluorescent bulbs are recommended. Remember, incandescent light can injure the cornea and retina. The light box should be positioned facing downward. Someone should sit in front of the box at about 40 to 80 centimeters or 16 to 31 inches. Bright light therapy can be started in the early morning hours and used for approximately 30 minutes a day. It is important to be consistent with light therapy and use the light box each day. The light should be seen in the periphery of your vision. Avoid staring directly at the light. If this does not work, increase the duration of your bright light therapy to about 45 minutes a day and think about adding evening bright light therapy, which can be helpful. If depressive symptoms are severe, speak with your doctor. Medications may be needed in severe cases of winter or summer depression. Other interventions can also help with feelings of depression during the winter or summer months, including improving sleep hygiene or sleep patterns. It is also important to take daily walks outside, even on cloudy days. Aerobic exercise is also important. If you are taking part in light therapy during the early morning hours, take this time to begin a devotional life with God. Not only will the light therapy help, reading God's word, knowing his promises, and becoming closer to him is impactful as well. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but have the light of life." John 8 and 12. Irrespective of your feelings, emotions, or life circumstance, we have a true light in Jesus that can take away depression regardless of the seasons of life. but you have to accept him. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Can My Mood Change with the Seasons? Seasonal Affective Disorder. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.